Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic, leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Hey, Sabrina, how are you doing today?
Well, Christine, I'm doing pretty well. Hanging in there on my mountaintop. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. We had a nice warm weekend in Seattle, and you know, we've been waiting for summer to come, and we've had little bits of it here and there. Typically, you know, July and August are you know, surefire 75 to 85 degree days with sunshine, but we've had some off periods that have lasted a little while, so we've been a little concerned, but it hit with a vengeance this weekend. We had highs in the 90s, and people were actually complaining a little bit about the warmth.
Well, you're actually finally experiencing a little summer there.
Yes, and we're very grateful. I'm very grateful.
I'm sure you are. I know I enjoy my summer months. I don't want to even leave Colorado in the summertime, and I don't have to. This is my normal time. I would be in Sturgis, South Dakota, at the annual motorcycle rally, helping my husband, of all things, on our what we used to have a mobile school bus that we converted into a tattoo studio. And, boy, for 12 days every year, for 6 years, I was sweating out the storm, working really hard, and I am so grateful that that chapter of my life is now behind me.
I remember when you used to steel yourself for going there. You'd say, okay, I'm just going to have to get used to the dust in my hair and the crude behavior. And, you know, you'd have to sort of put up this barrier wall. And it was definitely clashing with your authentic self, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, I would say. You know, although I do ride my own motorcycle, I'm just not the typical biker babe, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm glad that you have an opportunity to choose something different this year.
Yes, me too. And enjoy the summer in Colorado and not leave my home when it's so beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's great. You know, Sabrina, when we first started talking about having the show, it's actually before our show ever began, you said to me, there's somebody I know we have to have on the show. And her name's Kristen Muller, and we just have to have her on the show. And you told me your story, and it's like, oh, yeah, she sounds interesting. And so, you know, she's been on our list, and we're lucky enough to have her here. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about her.
Well, I'd love to. And, you know, the interesting thing was last week when, you know, you were recovering from your dental work, and I was flying solo on the show, a little nervous. And we had Mal Duane on, the author of Alpha Chick. And during the course of our conversation, she was sharing how she believes in giving back and how her book, some of her proceeds go to helping to educate women. And I mentioned a fundraiser that our tattoo studio had the day before. It was our first ever fundraiser. It was quite successful. And she knew immediately Kristen Muller. She goes, Kristen Muller. And she goes, I saw her picture of her new tattoo. And I said, yes, that's one of my friends. So, you know, everything being information, I went, now it's time to have Kristen on the show.
Right.
And so she gratefully and graciously agreed to be on our show. And, you know, Kristen draws on a very rich life experience with over 22 years of recovery from addiction. And her training as a therapist and coach, her deep spiritual beliefs, and her twisted, dark humor, and being in the wilds of Colorado. And I know a little bit about that humor of hers. She is the author of the best-selling book, Waiting for Jack, Confessions of a Self-Help Junkie, How to Stop Waiting and Start Living Your Life. And she's here today to help share us, tell us how we are going to stop waiting for the life that we want and start living it today. And I want Kristen to share her story of these last few months where I think she's discovering a lot more of her authentic self these days. So Kristen, would you like to share some of the authenticity you've experienced here lately?
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here, really. It's nice to hear both of your voices on this lovely show. And I have to say too, it's also nice to hear the ads because I'm from the Boston area. Originally, actually spent a lot of time in Rhode Island, so I saw the Rhode Island area code coming up on my phone as I was being patched in. So it's nice to be here. And yes, oh my goodness, the last 4.5 months now of my life, life altered for me on March 26th when my house burned down along with 21 others in the first deadly forest fire of our Colorado summer season. You know, and Sabrina, I'm listening to you talk about Colorado summer and I'm thinking, oh, I remember that. I remember those parts of loving summer, and I have to say, this summer I have not loved, and I think for obvious reasons, and any of us who were, you know, lost our homes and all that, it's hard to appreciate summer at this moment. And you know, it's the first summer that I thought, I just can't wait for it to be over. And, you know, and then as I was leaving, I'm on my beginning of a month-long Odyssey vacation, and I'm in Florida now where it's eternal summer. But as I was leaving Colorado, I thought, well, maybe I didn't mean that. I don't want summer to be over. So it's a very confusing time. That's what it is, honestly. So life got turned upside down when my house burned down, and I was in the middle of doing a rewrite on my book, jumping back into the topic of waiting. As you mentioned, my book, Waiting for Jack, I wrote that in 2008, and life has changed a lot since then, or had, and then drastically altered. And, you know, I've always kind of looked at that topic. I've been immersed in the topic of why we wait in life since writing the book, and then since this recent event, looking at it even more. And ironically, in this process, had already said yes to a publisher to do a rewrite of the book. And so then now really looking at, what does that even mean? You know, what does that mean to not wait? And can we really not wait? So perfect to be here today.
So tell us a little bit about how you lost your home. Were you there?
I was there. Yeah, I was home. And I was actually starting the day like any other day where had a full day of client calls. I coach authors in writing their books, which is something that came from, as you all know, and as I'm sure everybody listening knows, it's kind of like you take a step into a new level of life, and then all of a sudden all sorts of other things start to happen, and that's kind of how I found my way to coaching authors after writing my own book. So anyway, I had this full day of clients, and I was traveling the next day to go to California to speak, and so I had a friend coming over to help me pack because I just had way too much to do, and I had house sitters coming in to watch my dogs and all that kind of stuff. And that morning I was just sitting in my favorite place, drinking coffee, doing my email, being on the phone, doing my work day. That's what it looked like. And at some point in the afternoon I noticed a smoke cloud, and we had had a controlled burn in the area the week before, about 4 days before. And we had looked into that and discovered it was a controlled burn and kind of checked it off the worry list. And but when this cloud popped up, I started doing all the things we're trained to do in the mountains and looking online for information. And there wasn't a lot of really good information, although it was clear it was not expected. That was kind of what was seeping out. They were not expecting it to pop back up. And so as the day went on, I kept going with some of my calls. And then at some point, my friend arrived. And when she got there, she said, I think we should start packing some bags, not to go on my trip any longer, but to get out of the house. And I started going into a little bit of a panic mode and saying, no, I don't want to do that. And we just started trying to gather information. It was really actually a disastrous fire. It was caused by the Colorado State Forest Service. They did the controlled burn, and unfortunately they didn't monitor it properly, and it got out of control when the wind picked up. And so And there wasn't a lot of information. So it was a pretty scary day, I have to say. There wasn't any clear information about evacuation. And then many people didn't get calls, didn't get 911 calls, including me. So, you know, a day of chaos, honestly.
Well, and we lost three members of our community because Kristen lives in Conifer, my community as well. And, you know, it's devastating. And I can remember seeing your picture on, you were the one who notified me of the fire through Facebook. And a little bit later on that day, I came down off of the mountain. I'm on the opposite side of the highway from you, up on top of Conifer Mountain. And the smoke billowing in the air was unbelievable, how much smoke was in the air. And I just looked, you could just tell that building after building was being incinerated.
Yeah.
Oh, how awful.
It was. It was. Yeah, and then it was the beginning of many more, and unfortunately more deadly fires, too. And it just doesn't, you know, typically people don't die in forest fires, so we've had quite a few deaths due to forest fires in Colorado. Mm-hmm.
But you got out safely along with your dogs. You've got dogs, that right? Is that right?
Yes, yes. I got dogs. And
you don't have kids, though, right?
Nope. They're my kids, my furry children.
Yeah. But still, that must have been a tremendous loss to experience the loss of all your belongings except what you know, hurriedly put into a suitcase to leave.
Yes.
And, you know, it's this is a fascinating story because I'm sure this forces you to look at life very differently. And when we come back from our break, we're going to want to have you tell our listeners about how your perspective on life and reality has changed. This is Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will speak more with Kristen Muller. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And our guest today is Kristen Moeller, who has just shared with us the unbelievable story of suddenly losing her house and all of her worldly possessions and finding her sanity, or maybe her insanity, along the way. And we want to find out how your perspective has changed in this journey. But also, before we get into that, do you want to share how our listeners can find out more information from you?
Well, one of the things I'm doing since the fire is trying to simplify even more. You know, it's one of these things we talk about in life and then rarely do, about when we were waiting to start of getting through the list, the dreaded list that we will never actually check every item off. And the minute we do, it'll start back up again. But anyway, in my attempt to simplify, I've gotten things mostly to one website where everything, it's the hub. So it's KristenMoeller.com, KristenMoeller, Moeller, MOELLER.com. And there you can get to my blog, which is my major passion these days, writing about my blog, Walking Through Fire. And you can get to anything Kristen Moeller there, anything you'd want to know. I can make mugs and t-shirts.
And they can find your comedy videos there, too?
Oh, you know what? Oh, my goodness, I haven't done that yet, Sabrina. I have to add those in there, yeah.
Put that on your to-do list, okay?
Right, exactly. They're on my to-do list. Maybe not before I go on my vacation. How about that? After.
No, you should definitely enjoy your vacation.
Well, yeah, although, actually, I say that. However, I did try to lure people from Facebook, on one of my blog posts, I did include the link to the most recent comedy appearance. So if you read my blog, and one of the most recent, it's in there.
So I just want to underscore what you guys are talking about right now for our listeners. Let's see, Kristen, you lost your house in March, and you've recently been doing some stand-up comedy. Is that right?
Yes, because you know how very funny losing everything is. Inherently funny. Yeah, you know, because I was thinking about the question you're asking of how is it, you know, how I would sum up the question is how has this experience changed me? And that's a really good question. I'm not really sure yet, honestly. And but there's definitely a more raw quality and kind of a more, I can't swear live on air, but a kind of how would I say it? Dang it, I'll do it anyway, you know, kind of thing. And on my radio show where Sabrina's been a guest, I had a dear friend of mine who's been doing stand-up comedy for years and years and years. I think she's had a total of 25 years experience in doing comedy, some of it on the stage, stand-up all across the country, in the world, on TV, all sorts of things like that. And Sabrina did the same. So you may have talked about it on the show. She did the same workshop. Yeah. And so I had this person, Christina Hall is her name, on my show, and we're talking about her workshop. And all along I've been intrigued, you know, but I was never called to comedy. I enjoy bringing humor, and I kind of naturally do that when I speak and all of that, but never called to do stand-up. And so I had her on the show, and you know, I'm listening to her talk, and my plan was to go and be in the course as an assistant to her, so I could observe it and I could learn and I could, but not do it. No,
right.
I'm not going to do that. And as we're going on my show, which is called "What Are You Waiting For," I suddenly realized that I was going to be the biggest hypocrite in the world if I didn't jump into the unknown and register for her course, which I managed to avoid doing the entire interview. And it wasn't until after we were done, and then I called her and said, all right, I'll do it. You know, but it really, there were times that, like you, one of you said, you know, finding sanity and really, and then you corrected yourself, finding insanity. You know, I think I've made more peace with my insanity during this time. And I seriously questioned my sanity in saying yes to something like that, because my system, when you go through a stress like this, a trauma, you know, my system has been so revved up. It's just out of whack. You know, there was some PTSD type symptoms in the beginning, and just the level of stress that we're dealing with, and displacement and all the things, all the, you know, insurance and all the stuff that you have to deal with. And, you know, my body, everything was just kind of high rev. And then so registering for this course that was terrifying to me started to send me into more of a tailspin internally. And I'm thinking, what am I doing, you know? But I did it anyway. And it was fun, and it was freeing, and it was like meeting the terror. And obviously you got to want to, on some level, you got to want to do something like that. You
sure.
Know, so I wanted the experience, and it was well worth it. And then I did it again. I think last
good for you.
Yeah, I didn't know we had the option of doing that workshop, but I already told you that. So anyway, there's more coming up. So
there's more.
There are more opportunities.
Well, and that's why, you know, walking into Sabrina's shop, you know, that lovely benefit, what a beautiful thing. And I had heard about it on Facebook, and then told my friends that I was with. We were going to a bridal shower earlier that day, and I said to my other friend Dusty, who is how I met Sabrina, said, did you hear about the benefit that Sabrina's doing? And she said, no, let's go. And so we, you know, went over to the tattoo parlor in our white dresses we'd been wearing for this bridal shower. And, you know, I walked in the door.
White lace.
Like,
okay. I love it.
Coming in looking like the Virgin Princesses from the mountains. And then Sabrina said, well, we're not only are we doing this benefit, but we'll give you a free tattoo. And I was like, I want one on my shoulder. I want the lightning bolt. You know, that wasn't the plan. I didn't really plan that, but it was, you know, it's just stuff like that. And it's not just being, it's not just chaos. I mean, it may sound like how I'm describing it. It's kind of the things that I might have hesitated before, or would have for sure, and overthought and been concerned about, and all that I'm saying, no, I'm doing it. I'm going. And no, it may be, I may regret parts of it, and that's okay.
So was that your first tattoo?
No, it's actually my, well, technically my fourth, because one I had worked on three times the last time at Sabrina's shop, and they did such a beautiful job. So when I walked in that door, I knew I was in good hands to get my lightning bolt, which I really do love. And I have to say, my mother, who I'm with right now, is not a big tattoo fan, but she's admired it too.
That's great. That's great.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you've really stepped through a lot of fear here recently in these last few months, and saying yes to more in life because of this traumatic experience that has just shifted everything for you so quickly and dramatically.
You know, I would say that's true, and I've heard that is definitely something that can happen. Although I think, you know, and this is the main body of my work these days, is, I mean, kind of through my writing path and through the what I like to talk about is just the granting space for all of the messy humanity stuff that I've been really dwelling in. And I think some of that is really not needing to figure it all out now. You know, I did this big, the speech where I was going in California the day before the fire. I mean, the day after the fire, I was supposed to go out there. And so obviously I canceled that. Well, I just got to be rescheduled and go there about 3 weeks ago. And that was very interesting, you know, to have it had been canceled because of the fire, and then go back there and get up on that stage. And I had at that point been on the comedy stage, but hadn't spoken. And so it was just a really wild experience to pull, you know, kind of have the old material that I would have talked about and bring in this new stuff. There's nothing created. It's just what was there to say. And I really talked a lot about how I am not going to stand here and say, these are the five important life lessons I've learned since the fire, you know. It's not that neat and tidy. And maybe one day it will be further down the road. But I think there's just so much expectation that we have when we go through something, that we get through it quickly and we have it wrapped up. And then don't let it get messy, or don't let it get messy for too long. You know, and it's like, I am going to be messy. You know,
sure.
I am messy these days.
You know? And it needs to flow, doesn't it? You can't just like say, okay, it needs to stop now because I should be done by now. I mean, doesn't it continue to come up the way grief does?
Well, yeah, and it is grief, and it's just messy grief. And the thing about it, there's so much out there on what to do when you're dealing with grief around the loss of a loved one, a death. But
right.
there's not a lot of how to deal with this type of grief, you know, mm-hmm. or other types of events where you're still going through it. And then obviously, as you know, Sabrina, well, the whole country knows the most recent horrific, the shooting in Colorado, and now we've got another one in the country. But, you know, Colorado's just been hard hit this year. And so all of a sudden there's this bigger, quote-unquote, bigger trauma in Colorado. Well, what do us fire survivors do? You know, how do we kind of maintain our own sense of right to grieve in the midst of all that? Because it's so easy to say, well, that's so much worse. And it is, you know, in the scheme of things, of course, losing a life is worse than losing a home. But that doesn't take away the fact that we still have lost our homes and we have nothing and we're
right.
displaced and, you know, we don't know where we're going to be and we're exhausted and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so we really need to honor, and different people deal differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, too. You just have to honor how you deal with it. And so I'm really attempting to honor how I deal with it. And sometimes I deal with it well, and sometimes I deal with it, you know, it just feels like a chronic case of PMS for any women listening.
Right, right.
Serious irritation down to the bone and devastation and cry at the drop of a hat and being excessively thin-skinned and reactive and thinking everybody hates me and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that good stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, this is a fascinating conversation, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. We're going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Kristen Muller about how her life has changed and having her tell us a little bit more about her book, What Have You Been Waiting For? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz in invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
Now, this is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and we have Kristen Moeller here, and she is the author of Waiting for Jack. And with her weekly radio show, she has guests on all the time asking them, what are you waiting for? So, Kristen, what exactly are you waiting for?
Well, that's so good. You know, I've been asking that same question, and I think as we've been talking about the book, and I'm actually had this opportunity to rewrite my first book, and that's I'm taking that on during this time of upheaval, and asking that question, asking why we wait in general, why we wait in life, and re-examining that, and then also really looking at how in so many ways I was still waiting, and then I am still waiting. And you know, and I realized the other day I was coming up against this place of exploring that question. I thought, what am I now waiting for right in the midst of this? And I think, honestly, that there's some part of us that's just waiting for everything to be okay. Just can relax. You know, if it can just be okay for a minute is kind of maybe the story we tell us, although I think tell ourselves, I think really we want it to just be okay, period. You know, like forever.
Right.
And ultimately, it's really not going to be that way, you know, and it's going to be what it is, you know, and it's just that we want certainty, we want security, we want comfort way down deep, you know, we're comfort-craving creatures, and even those of us that stretch and grow and are out there and are taking risks, it's almost like on some level, if we do all of that, then we'll get the reward we want, which is to relax. You know, if I do all these things that scare me, then one day it'll be okay. You know, I can move through all that. I never have to feel that pain again or fear again or angst again. And I would love to tell you that because I now lost everything, I'm not afraid to lose. And that's not true. You know,
right.
What I think happens with tragedy is we know we can walk through it. And that's what I'm doing. But it doesn't mean that you don't fear it anymore, or that you don't, or that it won't hurt anymore. So I think that's the bottom line with waiting. You know, it's just like waiting for something that really we can't actually have. And then that's where, of course, faith comes in and spirituality, and it fills those places and all of that. But the guarantee of something is what so many of us seek. And that's what we can't have. We can't have a guarantee.
Yeah. And don't you think that's why so many people have control issues? So many people want to try to control aspects of their lives because it gives us the illusion that it is okay if we can control it. And yet, you know, you are a testament to the fact that we aren't in control, at least not the conscious part of us that would like to be in control.
Right. We're not, you know, and it's just we can have all the good intentions and the good thoughts and the good prayers and, you know, and walk outside and get hit by a bus, you know, and we just don't know. We don't know what's going to happen, and there are definitely things we can do something about, and we can control ultimately, if we have to use that word, you know, ultimately our reaction. I mean, there's a point in grieving we need to go through whatever we need to go through, and then, you know, we all know people that just will never move past something, that it stays with them forever. And that's where we can apply the will and the, you know, control. I don't want to use that word in that way, but we can apply those kind of things to ourselves if we're willing to then say enough, so we can control our reactions in that way. But you know, I'm really against controlling my reactions right now, you know.
Yeah.
I've been told all sorts of things during this period, and most people know who I am, and they know the amount of work I've done and the path I've followed and all of that, and they know that even if I'm expressing the darkness, the real messy darkness, that I know I'm not going to get stuck there, and they know I'm not going to get stuck there. And then I've had the, you know, those who are overly concerned want to give me advice that it's just, you know, it's just like, don't do that, you know, or right. they really think I'm going to get lost in it. But that's, it's just, I think this is the, I heard at some point that someone, that any crisis after the age of 40 is a spiritual crisis. And I think that is true. You know, it's like a coming to terms with something, with our existential angst, our human stuff, and coming to terms with that at some level, and then there's going to be another level later, too, and another level and another level.
That's fascinating. And it does seem like there needs to be this trust and this faith, as you put it, in order to get through it, because in order to get to the other side, and, you know, I don't know with grief, whether we're grieving the loss of a loved one or the loss of, you know, control in our lives, the loss of a house, whatever it is, I don't know that we ever fully get through it. But in order to heal well enough to be highly functional and to have learned from our experience, it seems like we have to let go to the process. But that in of itself can be terrifying, I'm sure, right? You say people look at you thinking that maybe you're going to get lost in wherever you're stuck that day or whatever you're processing. And isn't it important to stay and allow that?
I think so. You know, and I think that's what I'm supposed to be. I always kind of knew that I'm supposed to be one of those people that is willing to share the darkness and the pain and the struggle. At the same time, I'm someone who is living my dreams and out there and doing things and all that. But I'm definitely not supposed to be one of those people that makes it look really easy all the time, you know.
Right.
I'm supposed to show those who struggle that it's okay. You can still live your dreams, and it doesn't have to just be a straight shot, and you can have bloody knees and bruises and tears and snot and all that, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and so this is just a bigger opportunity for that, of me showing people who go through grief, whether it's, you know, kind of straightforward, someone dies and that kind of grief, to the loss of something that feels like, oh, I don't have a right to grieve it, or whatever it is. You know, I'm really, the willingness to grieve in my own way is giving people permission to grieve in their own way.
Well, and that's a powerful message, that you're giving people the permission to be authentic and to own every aspect of their emotions without feeling like they're less than, or they should be more evolved than those where their current state is.
Right. And you know what, that's your show name is so beautiful, and your message here is so beautiful, because I think that's really it. It's almost like there's the space that we are as people and kind of our expression, if you imagine it, of that we don't typically, there's so many areas where we hold back. You know, maybe
right.
trust in this one area, but we hold back in this other. And I feel like definitely this event is having me fill up the space of who I am in all the ways. In not the ways that I just like and love and admire, but the ways that I don't like so much. But it's becoming full versus like a, you know, jagged or areas that are just not expressed. And, you know, why not do that? You know, why are we just so kind of choked off in some ways?
Right. And that's so perfect, because if we don't accept every aspect of ourselves, then how can we feel whole? How can we let go and have faith and trust if we're continually pushing away the jagged edges, so to speak, as you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, you've been through the ringer here, and tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, you know, the show, What Are You Waiting For? I started that in 2008, I think, or maybe it was 2007. But it is, I think, you know, I thought if I interview enough people, I'll get to the bottom of this thing and figure it out, and I'll be able to give the answer of why do we wait. And I think it's just what I said earlier. You know, I think that is the answer. So, but it's just fun and insightful and interesting to hear from so many different people of why they do and what it looks like and what, you know, everything we're talking about today. What does it look like in different people's experience? And then how can people out there listen to something and really take it on and just really know that it doesn't have to look perfectly. You know, we don't have to put these people on pedestals and think, well, they've got it, they've done it, I could never, you know, they make it look so easy, you know, fill in the blank, and then they don't live their dreams. So if I, you know, allow a space for people to tell the truth about, yeah, you know, sometimes I still struggle, or sometimes I still doubt, or sometimes I still wonder, then it gives space for the rest of us.
Oh, my God, you're human.
I think so, that's a big gift that we can give to people.
Absolutely. And it's really the gift through example. Yeah. Beautiful. Can you share with our listeners again how to contact you?
Yes. KristenMoeller.com, KristenMoeller.com. And that's my blog. You can find there, Walking Through Fire, where I've detailed much of the human struggle going through from the early days to yesterday or day before when I blogged. I invite you to join me, and there are lots of ways you can interact, and love to see you there.
And what's the name of your book again?
Waiting for Jack is the book that has been out since 2010, and it is being reworked. However, you can still get that book, and it's still an amazing book. It's just kind of like the next updated version after going through this recent life event. And I have yet to know what it's going to say.
It's unfolding like the rest of you.
It's unfolding.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, that will be great. You know, this has been a fascinating conversation. I just have to say, with Kristen still on the air, Sabrina, you're so right. Oh, my goodness, Kristen. It has been fabulous having you on our show today. Thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your authenticity with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. And when we come back from the break, Sabrina and I will be doing our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire.
Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising, and we had a wonderful guest on, Kristen Moeller. She lives in my community here in Colorado and went through a devastating loss along with her husband and two dogs of losing their home and every possession they owned for the sake of just a few items that she was able to get out of her house just in time. And it was a very harrowing experience that she had, as well as a transformational experience. And I tell you what, I don't want to be up for that challenge, Christine. Do you?
No. You know, I think about, you know, I look around my house and I've got great attachment to artwork and, you know, photos of my children and, you know, the chair that I nursed my babies in and, you know, the Afghan that's just the perfect color. I mean, all these things. And yet, in addition to that, there's all sorts of other stuff that I actually wouldn't mind so much having burned in a fire because I've found that I've got a lot of clutter. I've lived in the same house for 20 years and have accumulated a lot of stuff. And, you know, over the last several days, my kids have been with their dad away on vacation, and I have been clearing clutter, and it feels so darn good.
Oh, my gosh, it does feel good. I have to tell you, I am a multi-generational pack rat. And it was really innate, I believe, in my upbringing and in my adult life to hold on to everything. I can't tell you how many friends I lost all the times I had to move. And they would talk about the shoes and the clothes and all this stuff. And, you know, in 2005, I came across a book, or a book came across my path, and it was called Clear Your Clutter with Feng Shui. Uh-huh. And I opened it up and immediately read a paragraph, and it just describe something for me, and it has to do about our emotional and our mental imbalances that causes us to hold on to different things. And depending on where we store our clutter in our house is relative to whatever we're experiencing. But it gave me the strength and the courage to finally clear my house out. And Christine, you wouldn't have been able to fit in my house before when you came to visit. You know, it's a fairly tiny house.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have a lot of room, but it was quite unbelievable what I was able to pack into this house at one point. And when I was finally ready to get rid of some of those things, and as I was doing the whole process, I kept reminding myself, well, if you need this in the future, mm-hmm. it will come to you easily. Because that was always the big thing. My grandparents were born or married during the Depression.
Right.
They held on to everything. They had that belief, and they instilled that in their children and then their grandchildren, that you may need it someday. You know, so it was the fear of letting something go, that you wouldn't be able to have it in the future then. And I kept whatever I could to align to that process. And I have not looked back since. And some of the things, I donated tons of stuff. We trashed a lot of things. But also, I sold some things. And with that, I bought that beautiful wall fountain, the Spirit Falls water fountain.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It changed the whole energy of our house to have that water element in and to not have the clutter and the energy flowing. So,
yeah,
amazing experience.
Well, you know, when after my parents died, they both died back in May of last year, 16 days apart. My father first died of a heart attack, and then my mother died of congestive heart failure. And so my brothers and I were sorting through their two-bedroom apartment, which was just stuffed to the gills. And, you know, it was just amazing the things that they had hung on to because they had been raised in the Depression. And so, you know, like a whole bunch of old pillows and, you know, all sorts of stuff that most people just look at and say, trash. But they thought, oh, you know, I might need it sometime, and I spent good money. And I think that when we hold on to the clutter, and I've certainly done that plenty in my life, including like clothes, you know, well, maybe this will come back in style, or oh, you know, I've spent a lot of money on that, and it doesn't fit me just quite right, but maybe I'll eventually get it altered, or, you know, I'll lose a couple pounds, it'll fit, or whatever. It's fearing that we're not going to be able to get what we need in the future if we don't hold on to it. But in actuality, it blocks the flow of receiving by holding on tightly.
Yes, it does. And that's the thing, you know, I came from this very lack limited consciousness. And when I cleared the clutter from my house, it raised my abundance vibration in all sorts of ways. For one thing, more time. I wasn't spending time dusting knickknacks.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yes. Knickknacks. So, which brings us to our dare of the week, right?
Yes, we have a dare. And, you know, during our break, Christine wasn't in alignment with my original thought, which was, okay, let's dare our listeners to burn their houses down, lose absolutely everything, and see how they rebuild their lives, you know, and I'm not ready to take that dare either.
Yeah, no, and folks, she's kidding.
Don't hold kidding.
That one.
Very much kidding. Please do not do that.
So but instead, what are we going to do? We're daring our listeners to do what?
Well, to let go of something, some personal possession that they may have some sort of connection with. It may be sentimental reasons. It was gifted to them. Or maybe that's the best thing. Those gifts that you've received that you never really liked but didn't want to get rid of because you didn't want to hurt somebody else's feelings.
Right, right. And, you know, with gifts or with, like, you know, pictures that your child has drawn, and you know, if you have kids, you know that you accumulate a whole lot of artwork from the time they can get their fingers into paint through, you know, junior high school. Take photos of these things if you want to remember them, and then let go of the object. But do let go of some possession this week, and maybe you'll be inspired the way I was over this past weekend and just start letting go of a bunch of things. It feels really good. We dare you to.
Yes. Dare you to step through some fear, let go, and make way for some new.
So anyway, if you guys want to reach us, you can find us at AuthenticityRising.com. And we've also got a Facebook page called Authenticity Rising. Wow, that's really, really tricky, isn't it? It's easy to find us. We've got a seminar coming up in September 15th here in the Seattle area. We'd love to have you guys join us if you're interested. We teach 5 fun steps to true empowerment. So I want to thank Kristen Muller again. That was great to have her here. And thank you, Sabrina, for recommending her come on our show. I thought it was a fabulous show.
I think it was a great show, too, and I'm so glad Kristen was able to join us. And I tell you what, she's truly an inspiration. I knew her before she lost her home, and to know her now and to see the steps that she has taken to share herself and every aspect of herself is truly inspiring.
Yeah. So please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific time, and visit us on the internet, AuthenticityRising.com. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second,
Mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.